Anger over the Land Use Reform Law Act 181 drew hundreds of protesters to the statehouse this week. That was ahead of a key vote to delay the 2024 law from kicking in. For this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, housing reporter Carly Berlin joins statehouse reporter Peter Hirschfeld to break down the protesters' worries and how lawmakers are acting on them.
Property rights, Carly, is one of those issues that strikes at the core of people's identities. And when government tells people what they can and can't do with their own land, people get fired up. We saw that dynamic on display in Montpelier this week when protesters showed up outside the statehouse. You were there. What did you see? What did you hear?
Yeah, Pete, this was the first time I've ever attended a land use policy rally, but people were really fired up. There were hundreds of people who showed up on the statehouse steps this week. Lots of people were in their workwear coming off the farm. One person brought a goat. Another brought a pro-ICE flag. Mostly, though, people were holding signs with messages like, "Hands off my land, stop the theft of rural Vermonters." And their message was to repeal the 2024 Land Use Reform Law, Act 181.
Yeah, so remind us, Carly, what exactly did this law try to accomplish?
This was an overhaul of Act 250, Vermont's signature land use review law. You know, in the past, you'd need to get an Act 250 permit based on how large a proposed development was. What Act 181 tried to do is change that to you'd need a permit based on where a project is. It sets up this tiered land use classification system, a little complicated, but basically it's trying to clear development regulations for housing in areas that are already developed, think like downtowns and village centers. And then on the other hand, it tries to add protections for sensitive ecosystems.
So the folks that you were talking to on Tuesday at this protest, obviously it's these tier three areas that are of concern for them. What exactly do they want lawmakers to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, they were calling for lawmakers to actually repeal the entire thing, but they're focused on a few key areas. One is called the road rule, which would say if you want to build a private road over 800 feet in much of the state, you'd need to get an Act 250 permit. That's drawing a lot of ire. And then these tier three areas that you mentioned, these would be the most restrictive. They'd say if you want to build near a sensitive ecosystem like a habitat connector or a headwater stream, you'd need to get an Act 250 permit. Now, I should say this mapping to determine where these tier three areas are is still happening right now. The direction the board that's drawing these maps is going and is narrowing them down to a pretty small sliver of land in the state, though leaders in this movement that led this protest have suggested incorrectly that tier three would encompass large swaths of rural Vermont. You know, the protesters' message is you know, people want to be able to build their house out in the woods, have their privacy and a view. And they're saying, you know, a wealthy second homeowner might be able to afford more permits, but regular people can't.
So Democratic lawmakers clearly feeling some political pressure right now. Are they going to capitulate?
So the Senate advanced a bill this week that would largely delay the implementation of Act 181. You know, Democrats have lined up behind this bill. They clearly see the need to take more time and incorporate some of the feedback from the protesters that we saw gathering at the statehouse this week.
Pretty clear based on the floor debate in the Senate, though, that Republican lawmakers who represent some of these rural districts don't feel like those steps go nearly far enough.
That's true. So Republicans tried to take this further. They brought amendments to roll back those tier three areas entirely or postpone them kicking in even further. Those amendments failed. You know, we're clearly seeing these longstanding rural-urban divides in Montpelier coming up around these land use issues. You know, rural landowners are saying they're tired of people in urban areas viewing their backyards as these, you know, publicly owned sanctuaries. And I'll say Republican Governor Phil Scott has had his finger on the politics of this the whole time. He vetoed Act 181 2 years ago. He always called it a conservation bill that would hurt rural areas. And he said at a press conference this week that he's seeing constituents waking up to the fact that, yes, indeed, it will be harmful.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public.